Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Tuesday, November the 9th. It's National Scrapple Day. Yes, Scrapple Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Canned Goods Department. I received an email that there's a special on pork shoulder meat, ham meat, salt, water, and preservatives. Oh wait, sorry, that was spam.
Oh.
As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A terrific Tuesday indeed. Currently 12 degrees, working our way up to a high of 14 today under a mix of sun and cloud. Chance of rain later and into the overnight, but looking like a wonderful Wednesday on tap for all as well. And today's random daily shout out goes to Google Maps. I was emailed an ad, in fact, saying that Google knows maps backwards. Again, I think it was just spam.
Yes.
Boy. Alternate theme today.
Yeah, well, National Scrapple Day celebrates this mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal, wheat flour, and spices. The mush is then formed into a semi-solid loaf, sliced and pan-fried. Yeah, just like some other great delights like spam we may have heard once or twice and we'll probably hear a few more times today. Spam is so important. Without it, your inbox would be a lonely, lonely place. Yeah, that's about all I got.
What?
Do you know any songs about spam?
Well, we're getting to that. We're going to get to that in a second. And my mom used to buy, like, this liverwurst pate that you could slice and put into sandwiches, but can't say that I really tried spam or glick beyond that sort of special sandwich spread that she used to buy. But there is a great song, so let's cut to the chase. Let's get to tunes with Tamik. And Tamik, what are we listening to today? I think you're going with the spam song.
I did not know.
You don't know the spam song?
Oh,
it's coming.
Oh, my.
We could fill up the whole rest of the show singing that thing.
And I don't even like spam. So
Watch Monty Python's famous spam skit.
Oh, Spam a Lot.
So, no, they okay, he comes into the cafe, and on the menu, there's a whole list of things. And when it ultimately boils down, the only thing on the menu is actually spam. So, like, I'll have the chips and meat, and then it's
eggs and bacon.
I probably have heard it.
And then the song begins.
Spend. I probably have heard it. But no, I actually put this off because, God, when I read the definition, the description of what Scrapple was, I was like, but I've eaten worse. So anyways, so I picked a song called Pork and Beans by Weezer because I actually liked the lyrics and I had this on my list to kind of throw in at the right time. So the chorus goes, I'm going to do the things I want to do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I'll eat my candy with a fork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't going to wear the clothes you like. I'm fine and dandy with the meat inside. When look in the mirror and I'm tickled pink, I don't give a hoot about what you think. And I'm thinking that would be anybody that's eating Scrapple.
Absolutely.
But I do like this song because it's basically saying, listen, I'm not, I have a bald spot somewhere. I got to work out. I got to do all of these things. But you know something? It's all right. I'm good just the way I am. You know, with a little improvement, but I'm good just the way I am. So I really like this song. It's a good message. I had it on my list to kind of sneak in an appropriate time. The right song.
Today was the day.
Today was the day, so listen to both. Was it called, is it from Spam-A-Lot or no? It's from what?
I think Spam-A-Lot came out of.
Out of it.
Yeah, it was just built into the regular show.
Okay, yes. All right. So you can kind of go with the throwback there, or you can go with Pork and Beans by Weezer. But either way, eat whatever you want, people. Okay, life is short. You want to have ice cream for breakfast? Do it. I've done it. I don't get. I put it on a waffle so I can pretend. Eat what you want. Do what you want. Be happy. Try to reduce the levels of stress in your life. And as Weezer says, just do the things you want to do. You don't really have anything to prove, right? Just enjoy your life and eat your pork and beans and candy. And that's my pick today.
Right on. Love us a good Weezer song. You know how they came up with that name?
Weezer? No.
Lead singer has asthma.
Are you kidding? You know what? That makes sense, though, because there's such a sense of humor with all of their songs. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's exactly why. So, all right, very cool. Great to get some Weezer in on our playlist. Always love a good Weezer song. It is time for Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, yesterday's tips, gold. I had 80% of the day finished by 10:30, so I went home at 11. That was great. What have you got for us today?
JD, I tried mine. I couldn't come up with anything that had anything to do with Scrapple. It was a stretch. So, you know what? I got back to today's theme. It's Tuesday. It's Tech Tuesday. So if your job involves sitting at a computer all day, there is tremendous value in having a second or even a third monitor to help you be more efficient. You'll be able to move your mouse seamlessly between monitors as there is no gap between them. The advantage of having dual monitors is that you can open several windows at the same time in full screen, and especially if you're using data from two different applications, it's an awesome thing to have. So, did you know that a second monitor can save each employee 2.5 hours each day on their tasks?
Right?
But so, I don't think playing Candy Crush really counts. You got Candy Crush on one, and on your third one, you got YouTube going. Like, hey, productivity at its finest.
Yeah, but if you're actually doing your stuff and you're working on in applications that you would use at work, definitely. And this is according to University of Utah. The study says that you can actually save 2.5 hours on your task. So if it's possible, guys, get yourself a second monitor. I know that when we go back to in person, for sure, Tamika and myself, we have two, and it is very, very, very helpful. So that's a tech tip for today. If possible.
I got a tech question for you, Venture. How does it happen that I've only got the inner black part of my poppy? I lost the outer red part. Like, I didn't think this was possible. Like, I'm just losing my mind. Maybe it's sitting on my third monitor somewhere. But how does that happen? Like, normally you lose a little inner part, right? And then the red part's lying around on the ground. But just to have this left in my lapel.
Wow. Wow. I don't know. That's a mystery, Paul. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one.
Okay.
That's probably Friday's mystery for sure.
That's some Penn and Teller magic, let me tell you.
Yeah. So, guys, if you can get a second monitor, get it for sure. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Excellent. Good tip. I like Paul's technique, though, of stacking up all of Venturo's tips so you add the extra monitor so you can play more games. Well done on the efficiency front. I was afraid that you were going to do a little letter switch and turn Scrapple into like some kind of Words with Friends game. And I finally gotten over the trauma of those associations. No. So, all right. Second monitor. Let's go for it. It is Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
Well, there's been lots of talk or spam on this show today. Do you know the jurisdiction that has the highest spam per capita eatage or usage? Any idea?
That's good for Wednesday's word, maybe tomorrow. We'll keep that in mind.
Any idea? Where?
Hawaii.
It is. And the reason is of all the service people that were stationed in the war and the rarity of supplies back then, and then the locals after the big push at the end of the war, they were left with all this tons of extra spam. And you know, while things were a little down and out after the end of the war, they got into it, and next thing you know, it became this delicacy. Now they add all these little extra things to it, and it's still like glorious. Anyway, I that's not really what I wanted to share with you. I just wanted to know, did you hear about that cannibal who switched to eating spam? I thought you would know this for sure, Timmy. He said it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's why you weren't left.
All right then. Well, cannibals. That's a new topic for us. And that is impressive, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Sorry for the reference, Fred. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are wise guys and girl. Leave you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.